Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday was, I'll allow myself to feel good, but not, dot, dot, dot.
Record and listen.
Here's our first, yes, and record and listen. And here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Janice by the Oceanside here in Victoria. And I have just been having a wonderful walking meditation. It's so still. And I was thinking how much, how good I feel doing it.
Uh-huh.
I feel really good.
Uh-huh.
And yes. And then I was thinking about the but, and when I was reflecting, I realized I have to go to conditioned mind to try and noodle a butt.
And did you decide it really wasn't worth the effort?
Well, it wasn't, but I came up with something that that when I dropped the efforting, I thought, I'm allowed to feel good, but I want to share it.
Mm-hmm. And so is part of that, but I'm not enough, or it's not enough if it's me, or something along those lines? I mean, is there that element of still maintaining a separation?
I think that comes and goes. And I also feel that it's like, when I'm feeling really, really good, like, you know, doing something on my own or something, I want to take a photo and then I want to, you know, send it and say some kind words and, you know, just connect, share mm-hmm. my happiness like that.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
It seems like a kind thing.
You want to spread it. So there's not a feeling of, well, it's selfish if it's just for me. I've got to, it's just wanting, it's kind of like you taste something really delicious and wish everybody could taste it, that kind of thing?
It is. Not that everybody wants to taste it or thinks they might
yeah.
taste it, but it's kind of that, it's a bubbling up and it's kind of bursting at the seams. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's like joy wants to just, you know, I guess it's projecting joy.
Mm-hmm. Or wanting to. Wanting to share it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I just realize, like, sometimes it's just tuning into that, the feeling good, extending the feeling good, not saying, oh, this is, oops, I've had enough feeling good right now, and now I've got to get back to conditioning or whatever the next
right.
thing is.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you don't, I'm not hearing that you have a sense that a way conditioning gets you out of feeling good is to turn your attention to how you're going to share this with somebody else.
No. Like just for example, a friend's mom is dying over the last few days. And this morning, very, very early when I was down here, I wrote her mom's name in the sand and emailed her. And she said, oh, that just came at the right time because, you know, and then she explained mm-hmm. something. But just, it's just kind of like connecting the feeling
mm-hmm.
good, the happiness. And yes, other hearts are breaking and other things are happening. It's kind
mm-hmm.
of a holding it all.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's lovely. And the thing that strikes me about this, just to make a point that actually you're not making, but I think it's an important one to tie together, is that feeling good in that way is very different from not feeling bad.
Can you say more about that?
Well, it points us to that place that we've been talking about a little bit, of being pulled into ego's duality, where not feeling bad is feeling good. But it's a different feeling good than the feeling good that you're describing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as you're just something else to enjoy as you're walking along there by the ocean.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank
I love
you,
all you guys. this is just the best. And today I'm practicing how much I've changed in the last year, reflecting on that and thinking, ooh, it's a doozy.
Uh-huh. One year.
And it's feeling good.
And you know, Janice, isn't that a marvelous thing to realize that as the years are passing, everyone is better than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of circumstances. Because it's been a year also of difficult circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's good to realize, because there's so much information that says that's not true. That it's downhill after a certain point and you just have to adjust. But to realize with practice, that's not the case at all. It's more expansive. We're more grateful. We're more present. It gets better and better.
Yes, and not looking for insights, but they just seem to be showering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Thanks. Thanks, all of you.
Thank you. All right. Steve Gusho. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Janice. You know, the thing that was dropping in for me is that point that Janice said about you have to look to conditioned mind for a but. Mm-hmm. And that part of what we can always look at in our experiences is the experience I'm having is just simply the experience I'm having and I'm not suffering over it, then is it really, as you said, is it something that conditioned mind is controlling me over? And if it isn't, I could just have it.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. In other words, everything is not something that we have to practice with in that sense. We could just, I mean, in the sense that it doesn't cause me to suffer.
Right.
The question of, yeah, it's fine. You know, I'm having a good time, and I want to share that good time. And, yeah, that inquiry that allows me to pause in a moment of awareness and note whether this is, am I calibrating to life or to ego? And then, but calibrating
smiling
to life, not ego. Yes, calibrating to life, not ego. Because if I look at ego, as Janice said, there is a but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's always got a but.
Mm-hmm. It's always a but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce you?
Good morning, this is...
I know, that's Greta, even though we just lost her.
Can you still hear me?
There you are, yes.
I took myself off the speaker. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an interesting assignment for me because I can see my whole life in it. Just, you know, the having physical health issues and looking at feeling good that way, or, you know, what happens when I feel good, have energy, can do the things I want to do, and then what happens when that's not the case. And, you know, going through all kinds of changes around that, you know, that I've done something wrong, that I'm the wrong person, all of the ways that conditioning gets us. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I must have done something. Mm-hmm. And then going to the place where that's actually true, because conditioning talked me into doing something that was going to make me feel good, and it didn't. And then it came around and whacked me for doing what it said. So it's an easy place to get all wrapped up in knots, I think.
Yes, because what you're pointing at is the the subtle nature of conditionality. Right? For instance, if we could step back and get for even a moment how extraordinary it is to be alive. Just that. How extraordinary it is to be alive. What a bizarre and monumental thing that is, that all of this came together to produce this life that we have. But we're so used to being alive, so take for granted being alive, that when the conditions start being applied to it, we think that they are valid. So not only should I be alive, I should this and that, and I should have that, and I should be like that, and I should get that, and I shouldn't have that, and that shouldn't be happening, and that I shouldn't feel that way. So all those subtle conditions just get piled on, and we assume that they're legitimate.
Right. And because the world around us seems to revolve on that same cycle,
yes,
then it's reinforced,
yes,
for us out there everywhere that's the case.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's one of the things that astounds me about being in a place like Cantalumba. Because I look at those people and they got nothing, right? All of the things that we think we have to have in order to be okay, they don't have. And yet, they start singing, you know, the old drop of a hat, but that's not even required. Anything catches anybody's attention, and they start singing and dancing and laughing and hugging each other and, really, as far as I can tell, as far as I can project, really enjoying just being alive.
Yeah, I think that's a great reminder for all of us. So we're having summer finally, and it's beautiful, and everything's blooming, and this is like pack it all in into these few months where we enjoy living here. And yet, as you said, and you said before, if we're just here for it, you know, the moments last, you know, that being here in the present, it can last forever. You know, we don't have to believe that I've got to cram it all in because I've only got 2 months and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like rushing to enjoy things. We're in this great pursuit of enjoyment when we could just relax and be here and it's all available.
Yes, and with your image of the weather, if we're really present, what's the rest of it like?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's all just a story. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And so to kind of hold that in the front of conscious awareness, just my way of looking at it, how soon we're going to be dead and how long we're going to be dead, it's going to be over. It's all going to be over. And so what of it do I not want to take in and appreciate today? What do I want to waste a moment indulging ego over? Or do I just want to have my eyes wide open to the miraculous nature of life, whatever life is doing?
Well, thank you for that. I'll just keep my eyes wide open all day and take it all in.
I can hear the smile in your voice. It's lovely. Thank you, Greta.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ashwini. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Greta. I was just looking at this morning, Sherry, that the miracle of being alive, we're so conditioned, as you were saying, not to be present to it, that when we recognize that that's the miracle we can live, it feels like the conditioning comes in to say, well, you know, you don't have, it's going to take such a lot of effort in order not to go to that conditioned place.
Right. And yes. And if we're lucky, we're present enough to say, okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Yes. And it doesn't take a lot to redirect the attention. It's just not consulting the place we're so used to consult.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, as you say that, to in those moments, just turn around to life and say, can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this possible for me? And what we're going to get is a resounding yes. If we're looking to life. If we're looking to ego, no.
Yeah, and it's in the specifics, right? If you can get fascinated with a leaf or the song of a bird or just move into life with fascination, there's an engagement that becomes instantly the participation in the miracle.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like stepping over an invisible line. It's all of the fantasy movies, you know, where suddenly you're just in a different dimension. That's possible for us all the time.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, this is Laura from Berkeley.
Hello, Laura.
Oh, well, that last call was reminding me, in my recordings in the morning, I've been kind of asking myself, if today was my last day, what wouldn't I want to miss? And and I keep coming back to nothing. I don't want to miss any of that.
And in fact, I think I take advantage of the opportunity really to experience irritation. Right? Or whatever those things are that I'm not allowed to really experience. I can be in those states, but I don't really get to have them, explore them, enjoy them, you know, be humanly engaged with them. Right? So I wouldn't want to miss a darn thing.
Yeah, and I feel like I hadn't gotten that far, but I come back to that place of like, I want to be here with this heart. I want to be here with whatever she's going through. I want to be, you know,
yes,
like with whatever she's experiencing.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's your one shot. Right? And again, the implication from ego is, you know, you have thousands of choices here in this moment, and you're picking the wrong one. Well, actually, in this moment, you don't. This moment is. The choice in this moment is be here or miss it.
Yeah. And I'm now blanking on what I actually put last night about the but not with the feeling good. I think what keeps coming up for all of these is, like, you know, I allow myself to feel good, I allow myself to feel good, but not really.
But not really.
Kind of that thing.
But not really. Which is what we were just talking about, right? So, yeah, I get irritated, but I don't really get to have the experience. I get to have all those sensations and the label, and what I'm really experiencing is being told I shouldn't be having that experience, which it turns out I'm not having. Which is I've recently been, I suspect. Go ahead.
That resonates with me, because I've recently been having the experience of distraction, getting distracted, staying up late when I want to, things like that, And I've been looking at with my coach the place of I'm told that this shouldn't be happening and it's wrong and it's a bad thing, and then I don't actually get to have that. What I'm hearing and what you're saying is that I'm not actually experiencing what's really going on, because I'm caught in this story of it's wrong.
That's right. You don't get any of it. You don't get to enjoy staying up late. Right? Because you know it's wrong. Right? And then the next morning when you're more tired than you would be, then you're told that's wrong. And you're told you're wrong because you're weak and you listen to those voices and you do what they say. And you're just wrong, Laura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would agree with you.
Well,
the thing that's driving right now is, which I do see as connected, sort of feeling good, is something that came up in a standard recording was, what if it's okay if you never go to bed on time, like for the rest of your life? Like, what if that's okay?
And then
all of a sudden, right, because then all of a sudden when I'm in that place, I do kind of feel good. It's actually, you know, like, it'd actually be okay.
Well,
it wouldn't be my preference, but, you know.
Well, but why not? Because if it's okay that you stay up late, if it's okay in the morning that you feel the way you feel, if it's okay in the afternoon that you feel the way you feel, if it's all okay, then the odds are really good that sometimes you'll go to bed early because you'll be tired and that'll just be what you want to do. Because not being in the grip of those voices, having life conduct your life for you, you will be taken care of.
Yeah. And I've noticed that just the last couple of nights after that sort of dropped in it wasn't coming necessarily from a place of like I'm going to go to bed because I should and it's good whatever. It was just like just a different place.
Yeah,
just kind of happened.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So the bottom line in this that we can guess is practicing feeling good. And again, the way we were talking about with Janice, not from an ego either or, trying to feel good against ego's campaign of feeling bad, but just being present to your life and feeling good about being alive.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. As you said, you just want to be there with her, whatever. She's tired, if she stays up late, if she gets up late, if she's late to work, if she's, whatever it is, you just want to be there with her for the experience as she finds her way past ego.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess what struck me is that story of condition telling me it's not okay. It's what's keeping me from.
Yeah.
From
exactly.
Finding the way.
It's that's right. It's the glue that's holding it in place, holding the suffering in place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very exciting. Well,
thank you.
Take good care.
Thanks, Laura. Wow, Sherry, that was an amazing conversation, at least for me, in that sense of, you know, that if that we never have our experience because our experience is always being negated. What we're having is the experience of negation, not the experience we're having.
Yes.
And so if we could just not listen to the negation of our experience, then we can have whatever experience. And what disappears with that is the dualistic assessment of whether it's good or bad or I should or shouldn't or any of those things. The contradiction falls away.
Yeah.
Which is where the suffering is, right? It's like I'm having this experience, but I know that I shouldn't be having this experience and I suffer because I'm not present to how it is. I'm in the contradiction between how it is and how it should be rather than just in how it is.
Yeah. And the bottom line of what you're describing, of course, is I'm suffering because I'm in relationship with ego. Mm-hmm.
The, you know, the content is whatever, but the real suffering that is, as you say, it's that, that contradiction, that duality. That's the suffering, not whether I go to bed early or I eat the right things or I say the right thing or none of that. All of that is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Big, isn't it?
Very big. And I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go.
Good.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Northern Virginia.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. And yourself? I'm happy
That's
to
good.
Be here, as a matter of fact.
Yes, me too.
Oh, good.
That was awesome, the just the comments of looking in and negating the experience. That was just such a great awareness. I think mine was kind of along the same lines. I started out and my answer was I allow myself to feel good but not too good, almost like a superstition that if I feel good, I'm going to lose it, you know, and as soon as I said that, I realized how silly it was. So that was pretty awesome to just to be able to see that.
See it right there in the moment.
Right. I think saying it out loud really helps me identify how silly that voice is that I'm listening to. So that was neat. And then towards the end, I kind of talked my way around. And then, you know, my final thoughts was to allow myself to feel, period.
Yes.
Like whatever I'm feeling.
Yes.
And then also to without judgment of those feelings. And I feel like that's kind of the same line you guys were just talking about.
Yes. Yes. Because with that permission, with that opening, we get to explore feeling, which is such a, it's how ego keeps almost everybody in a state of torture, right? So if it's okay to feel whatever you feel, then when you're aware of feeling something, you can be present with it and see how that's constructed. See the beliefs and the assumptions. See the sensations in the body. See the all that goes into that and the stories that are attached to it rather than just this is what you're feeling. That's wrong. Don't feel it. Yeah.
Right. And the second part of it, of my thought process was also to exactly like you're saying, encourage myself to explore those feelings, to look within and to see all the things that are around them. And, you know, just like, I mean, like everything in the call, everyone was just saying, I mean, that just becomes so exciting, and no matter what the feelings are, and that was a light bulb for me to see, even if it's a good or a bad, when you do that, like, investigation, it becomes just an excitement that energizes me.
Yes, yes. So here we are, these aliens from beyond, and we have been given a human being to find out about, to learn about. Our very own human being. And from that perspective, we wouldn't have any of the, there's a right or wrong way to be a human being. This is good, this is bad, you should. None of that would be there. There would just be that interest in, wow, that's the attitude of mind we want to bring to this process of awakening.
And it just makes so much sense because I feel like a lot through this process have been, I get, you know, you get frustrated and you get questioning. Well, like, I don't understand. If I don't feel good, I can't feel good. And, like, I don't know, when I put it into this perspective, it's such a, I'm just really understanding a lot of the stuff. A lot of the stuff is making sense with this question that I've heard before in the retreat. It's really sitting home. So that was a good question.
And as you say, it's exciting.
And energizing rather than exhausting, which a lot of times our feelings feel like.
Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly. And we can see really clearly why that system
doesn't want us to get to that awareness, because we can feel how it's just siphoning that energy off from us all day long with the negation, with the, well, that was wrong. We shouldn't have done that. Well, why did you do that? We'll give you, so demanding our attention and taking our energy. With this shift that you've made, it's like, all right, let's get up and get started and see what's going on. It's just a, yeah, it's, again, it's like being 3 years old with all of the capabilities of adulthood. We have the energy of a three-year-old and the intelligence and awareness of a grown person. It's a really good combination.
Yeah, that's kind of all we want.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank
you.
Well,
I'm very
so
happy
much.
For you.
Thank you for everyone on the call today. It was awesome and through the retreat. So thank you and go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Jennifer. You know, Jerry, the thing that dropped in for me around that was how much awareness practice is about getting to be present, not taking on the ego.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that.
Oh, subtle, important point. Say more.
Yes. Well, just that place that you and Jennifer were talking about, that I'm here to explore and be present to everything and everybody, and how that gets made into a but is that place of, okay, there's this thing that comes in that tells me that it's wrong, and now I'm taking that on, because that should not be there,
mm-hmm.
rather than the reflexive movement of life, which is, and that, and that, and that. I'm just here. I'm just interested in everything. Not,
yes.
I'm interested only in life and not ego. And so if I get identified or my attention wanders to my thoughts, that's something wrong. Also, there's a negation of that experience. And then we just get caught in the negating of the ego experience over and over and over again, recursively.
Which works really well for ego, because all our attention
That's right.
is on ego. So
yeah.
with what you're saying, the focus is on being present, not on mm-hmm. getting away from ego. So with that picture, when we're in conditioning, so we've got 100% here, and about 99% of it is being directed by ego, usually on ego, comparing ego mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, right? And so now when we realize our job and our opportunity is to be present, then ego drops down to a very small percentage of everything that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be there. It's fine. But it's just not dominating our attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our attention is on awareness.
Yes, which contains ego and conditioned mind and all of that, and all the rest of it, which is really exciting.
It is, completely so. And mm-hmm. that brings us to the end of another marvelous show. Sherry, it's Friday, so our assignment for today
Friday the
is...
13th, Ashwini.
Friday
oh my
the
God.
13th.
And aren't we having a good time so far? Okay,
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to rest, getting to lay some spirits. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
How have you changed in the last year?
That's what Janice was pointing at. Ah.
Yes.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And then we have two more, because there's Saturday and Sunday. And if all goes as we hope, we'll all be back here on Monday to find out what happened.
Exactly.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, everybody. Treasure yourself.